But words can be.
Maybe we should be singing a song that's Irish or green or something. Welcome to March the 17th, the Wearing of the Green Day on the
Happy St. Patrick's Day
Good Day program. And there's Jennifer Horn, who's dressed in something that's green. I guarantee that Jennifer has something green. And but Horn isn't, there's no Irish in Horn, right? There's no connection to your family.
But I am part Irish.
Are you? Which part?
No, I'm actually, I'm Czech. The white skin part is Irish.
Yeah, that's what it is. All right, so what's your favorite?
My mom's side is Irish and German.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, you got some Irish. I think there's a little Irish in me someplace. And as they say, the corn ballers, or the corned beef and cabbage ballers, say that there's a little Irish in all of us. So how much of that will carry the day today? Well, that remains to be seen. It's a fun day. It's a day that people want to listen to radio programs. A lot of local radio shows will come from bars, which have either had to stay open all night or will open early, bring people in. They won't serve them. Can you serve? I guess that's – so I don't know. In every local jurisdiction, it's different. Some places, the so-called dry states, can't serve any alcohol at all. Some states, you can't serve beer, wine, or alcohol before noon or 11 o'clock or something. And other states, it's a free-for-all. I'm not sure how that – you're more into wine. You and your family, Jennifer, are big experts when it comes to wine. I don't know that wine is a big drink on St. Patrick's Day. Isn't it mostly beer?
It's beer. It's green beer, and it's Guinness. People like Guinness.
Guinness, they do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so our question, the poll question today at DexStefan.com, what's your favorite food for St. Patrick's Day? Is it A, corned beef and cabbage, B, shepherd's pie? I like fish shepherd's pie. You get a nice white fish. That's good. Shepherd's pie made with corn and mashed potatoes. It's yummy. Irish stew is good. You don't have to necessarily use beef. You can use, you're the expert when it comes to food. Why am I suggesting? Although lamb once in a while, I've had a little lamb. Lamb's so fatty, though.
Hey, I'm not a big lamb person either.
Could you imagine putting pork into an Irish stew? Did the Irish have something against pigs?
I don't think so.
Anybody know? 800-510-8255.
They like pigs.
All right. So what's Boxty? B-O-X-T-Y. I don't know what that is.
I have no idea.
All right. Somebody know what that is as well? All right. Let's get to your Irish. The roots and the thread of Irish with you. I don't know what. That's one of our options here. I suppose we can Google it and find out. Or if Richie's not here. Richie's on vacation for the next week. So Jennifer and the Duggar are here together, and you, of course, more importantly, at 800-510-8255, Boxty. What is Boxty?
I know Rich has gone on St. Patrick's Day, huh, Dougie?
Yeah, right. That's the first time I think he's been gone on St. Patrick's Day. He gets a lot of time off, takes a lot of time off. And you know what? As much as I tease him about it, this is the time when the children are young. His children are 6 and 3 or 4 and 7, pretty much. It's a close one now, close to their birthdays. The father and mother and the kids, they need to go off as much as they can or do things together as much as they can. So that's a cool thing. And he actually is, seeing him with his children, listening to him talk about his children, he's an excellent father. They both are good parents. They kind of have, it's not like they have their thumb on the children, but they really have a close. And one of the things that helps them, by the way, is her mother. Janet's mother lives with them, and she doesn't speak a lick of English. She doesn't.
Or at least she lets on.
Well, yeah, that may be, yeah. Right. She can read the signs because she's got a driver's license. Anyway, it's St. Patrick's Day. What do you know about Bishop Patrick? He was the saint. Every year we kind of go through all this stuff. Does it ever get old? Or if you're Irish, probably doesn't get old. If you're not Irish, do you feel left out? Or do you just make yourself?
Everybody is Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, you just make yourself part of all this. Yeah. Okay. 800-510-8255. Irish people have traveled to all parts of the world bringing their holiday with them. And I think that happens today. There are a couple of different, it seems to me, New York City has a St. Patrick's Day parade, do they not?
They do.
And there are like hundreds of thousands of people that do that. Matter of fact, I think the tradition has been to put a green stripe down Fifth Avenue.
Oh, yeah. And don't they dye a river green somewhere?
That's in Chicago.
In Chicago, okay.
Yeah, if I remember that correctly. All right, so who's wearing green and what are you wearing? You know, if we were smart, we'd have a little quick contest. People could send
the dirty old man quiz. What are you wearing?
Right? Yeah, maybe that was the spirit in which I was making the following suggestion, that we ought to have pictures of people. You can send us pictures at, if you go to DougStephan.com, however you load these things down, just send us an email with a picture of you wearing something green, and we'll send you something back. How's that for a deal? Let's see if we can find maybe you've got green underpants.
You can even post the pictures on our Facebook page.
We could do that. That would be even better.
Let's do that.
We can go if Peter is in charge, because actually Michael has gone on vacation as well. Peter is very proficient. He's a very professional guy, and we little back and forth here and there, and things get themselves straightened out. I don't know that he knows how to get us on the video stage, but if we can green underwear. How's that?
Really?
I will, yeah, I'll show you.
Maybe he doesn't know. Peter, you don't know.
All right, I have on a pair of Boston Celtics underpants. And as most people know, the Boston Celtics are green. Their color is green, green, green for Boston.
Yes.
But these only have a three-leaf clover on them, the Celtic of three-leaf clover. That's the old story. What's the significance of the four-leaf clover? Remember, we asked a couple of weeks or a month or so ago what the significance was of the, when we were talking about the 4-H, what the four H's were of the four-leaf clover?
Mm-hmm.
So what does it mean if it's not the 4-H? What do the four leaves on the clover stand for? Anybody know? 800-510-8255. So whether you're Irish or not, even though how much may be a question, you can be a leprechaun today. There's the corned beef and boiled cabbage and potatoes. How did that become a part of today? That's always been a mystery to me. Do you know anything about that? How that happened?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very traditional Irish food, so maybe that's why we eat it, you know, once a year. Do you like it?
Do I like it?
Oh, you wouldn't like corned beef.
Nah, I don't care much for corned beef. I do like the boiled cabbage, and I do like the potatoes and carrots and other veggies they get put in as part of it. Matter of fact, it would be a good breakfast, an unusual but a good healthy breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
That would be actually a great breakfast meal to send everybody off.
Mix it with Guinness.
Yeah. Cook it in Guinness, maybe. All right, but wear something green. Yeah. Green beer, green bagels. Green bagels. That's another story. 800-510-8255. So celebrate with us on St. Patrick's Day, 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Spring is finally here, so hurry into the PetSmart Everything Spring Sale. You'll save up to 25% on over 1,000 items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $3 on all varieties of Beneful dog food in 31.1-pound bags. All varieties of Arm & Hammer cat litter in 31-pound bonus boxes are $9.99. And save 20% on all waste pickup bags, dispensers, and scoops. Right now, only at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, Salem's March 27th.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're in the office or on the road, here are three software programs to help you connect and collaborate from anywhere. First, Google Docs allows you to share documents online, edit them as a group, and track changes. Go to docs.google.com to download your file, then share it as a link or send an email to collaborators. That's docs.google.com. Second, Tungle.me is used to sync all of your calendars online and provide one place where people can schedule time with you without you needing to be involved. Go to Tungle.me for more details. That's Tungle.me. Finally, connect with up to 250 colleagues within seconds using a free service called Join.me. Just like WebEx without the monthly fees and registration forms, use Join.me to share documents or review presentations instantly. Great for meetings, training, and group editing. To learn more, visit Join.me. That's Join.me.
It's 17 after. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Now, there are a lot of people who are talking a little, this is the usual bill of fare here. And as you know, this is not a political program. We talk about some of the issues of the day, try to have some fun with them so that you'll know what's going on, at least in the world, who's talking about what. I notice there's still a lot of people who are talking about Gilbert Gottfried, who got fired from AFLAC.
But he apologized.
He did, but that didn't make any difference. There are people who didn't like the Trump roast, mostly didn't like the situation. They think this guy is a jerk. Hello.
What are you doing there?
What's the? Who knows? More and more baloney. American Idol, pretty interesting. Actually, when I was going to bed last night, I watched a little bit of that. Yeah. A lot of Matthew McConaughey around everywhere promoting his movie, The Lincoln Lawyer, which is out this weekend. It looks like it actually could be a pretty good movie. Yeah. So there's that, plus the situation in Japan and Libya that people are talking about. I'm not sure what to do with Japan because there's nothing really new. It's this, you know, okay, so there is a lot of aid. As I took off from LAX yesterday to come back to Boston, there's a 747 being loaded, and it was an Asian 747 freight company, and you knew what was going into that is
going
to Japan. Yeah. And there'd be a lot of that from the West Coast. Lots of people are giving a lot of money, and you can find out more about aid and how you can help the relief efforts in Japan by going to DougSteffens.com. I am appalled. I am sickened. I am angry about the way the news media has handled this in terms of the radiation part of the story or the nuclear part of the story. And I've, you know how I decide I'm going to kind of wash my hands of it because I don't want to get angry about it. It may be sufficient to say that what you're getting for the most part from the regular straightforward news media is not accurate, and people can say, how you're so arrogant, how do you know what's going on? Common sense dictates how you read into some of this stuff and what's going on. In order to get people to watch the television, they make it so they make it much worse than it is because they want to, my God, you think the end of the world is coming. You got to watch. Don't go away. I'll tell you about the weather and how terrible it'll be in just a few moments. And then there's the hype over the potential shutdown of the government. What I like about this, what I don't like, is that we're wasting a lot of money because they can't seem to cut programs. They keep funding programs that they know are not going to go anywhere. And no one understands why that happens. But then there are, when you look at these shutdowns, the potential of the shutdowns, and the people they send home, you figure out what's really necessary and what isn't. But the real bugaboo here, Jennifer, is that when they send people home, let's say the continuing resolution hadn't passed yesterday. I mean, it still has to go through the Senate and stuff. If it hadn't passed, people would be sent home, and it wouldn't work, but they get paid when they come back. What kind of a deal is that? 21 after on Good Day.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
As directed.
Well, what happened to the American Idol team? Peter, find the American Idol team, will you? And in the meantime, I gotta set the mood for American Idol. Anyway, here are some of the performers from last night. The judges trying to whittle things down a little bit more. It's Naima, right, Jennifer?
Naima.
Adele Dapo.
Something like that.
Anyway, here she is performing for the judges.
You must understand that the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That is only the thrill of boy meeting girl. I was with the track.
What do you think, Jen?
I like it. Yeah. It's almost like Rihanna doing Tina Turner.
Only logical.
All right. Yeah. It's a little slow to get into.
What's love got to do with it?
They should have an American Idol for, an American Idol for older people.
Yeah, that's the X Factor.
Yeah, is that what it is?
There's no age restriction.
Oh, isn't there?
No.
You can go on that show.
See Simon.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, a music producer named L.A. Reid is the first judge. I don't know who he is. Do you know who
he is? He's very famous. Yeah, he's done a lot with, he was with Arista, and then he had his own record company. He's launched Pink's career and Britney Spears. Yeah.
Okay. And Enrique Iglesias has been approached about being a host for the program, the Ryan Seacrest, if you will.
That's interesting.
Of that. Yeah, 25 after the hour, American Idol. All right, so that was Naima. Judges are worried about her pitchiness a little bit. Let's listen to Haley Reinhart, who performed on American Idol last night.
But you got a magic ball that I just can't explain. You got a way that you're making me feel like I can do anything for you, baby. I can help you, baby.
Speaking of some music a lot of people don't know.
Interesting. Well, they had to pick a song from the year they were born.
Oh, really? All right.
Which makes me want to throw up a little.
Because they're always younger than you.
1991.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. All right. So Randy was kind of confused with her. She had some problems. At any rate, I don't know if there's anything to get excited about there. I love this guy's name, Stefano Langoni. Here he is from last night on Idol.
That we've been through,
You should understand me just like I understand you.
It's okay.
Oh, kind of cool. I like it.
Yeah. So Richie would hear you find somewhere throwing rocks at the guy. But the judges actually love this guy.
Association says there are nearly 15 million Alzheimer's and dementia caregivers in the U.S., far more than previously reported. The 2011 Alzheimer's Disease Facts and Figures report shows these caregivers provide 17 billion hours of unpaid care, valued at more than $200 billion. Beth Kallmeyer oversees constituent services for the Alzheimer's Association.
Research suggests that most people with Alzheimer's survive an average of 4 to 8 years after a diagnosis. Some live as long as 20 years. This long duration often places intense care demands on families, negatively impacting their health, employment, and financial security.
Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in the U.S. and the only one in the top 10 that cannot be prevented, cured, or even slowed. An estimated 5.4 million Americans are living with the disease today. Increasing evidence suggests early diagnosis and timely intervention is beneficial, both for people with the disease and their caregivers. To read the new report, visit alz.org.
Mushy mush mish mush mush.
Ah, mash mush mush.
That's too bad. They've eaten mushy oatmeal their entire lives. Now, even their conversation is mushy. Lucky for them, there's Better Oats brand instant oatmeal, made with 100% whole grain oats, real fruit and flax for a great taste and texture. It comes in 28 delicious varieties, like dark chocolate and chai spiced. No more mush mouth, just Better Oatmeal.
Mush moo?
That's right. And it's guaranteed. If you don't like Better Oats better, we'll give you your money back. Go to betteroats.com for more details and to find a store near you.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it. I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM
or visit Barracuda.com.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Prime Car Insurance.
Pieces back together again here, 34 after, actually it's 33 and change after the hour, St. Patrick's Day, and there's not much that goes on here that I won't tell you about. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and because the world that we live in is not perfect, and because people try their best sometimes, and when confronted with a situation, you do the best that you can do. Your life is not perfect. Your home is not perfect. Your office is not perfect. Your work is not perfect. Your car is not perfect. Although there are a lot of people who search and seek perfection. One of the things about the radio business or broadcasting in general now is that there is very little room for a mistake. Sometimes people say things, and even those people, I was thinking about Gilbert Gottfried and what he said the other day and how everybody in the broadcasting community and elsewhere, various advocacy groups just jumped on the guy, jumped on him. Now, I'm no fan. I think he's kind of a big bore. But he does the voice of Aflac for the Aflac commercials. And he said something about Japanese. It's insensitive and stupid. But because of it, he got fired because nobody has any tolerance for anything that's politically incorrect anymore. So I give you that as a reference because we just had a little technical snafuzzle here that happened through no fault of anybody, but we're so dependent on all this high-tech stuff, and I mean really high-tech. This program, whether you know it or not, for those of you who are maybe new to listening to Good Day, is the most difficult program to produce because of all the moving parts. This is the most difficult radio program to produce in the country. As there are so many different, I look at Dan Patrick, because his radio show gets broadcast on Comcast, and it's pretty interesting to watch him do the show and to see all the people that are working on the program with him. Well, if you could imagine, that's sort of what our, if you ever watch the Dan Patrick show, that's sort of what our, the composite of what goes on with us. It looks the same, but there are so many more moving parts because we have people from all over. I may be in one place, Jennifer's another place, Roberta and other folks who are with us on the program are in other places, and it all has to be coordinated and put through the studio in Washington. At any rate, there was a little brief thing, and I don't think you heard me ask the question for our 2020 pop quiz. Has to do with St. Patrick's Day. 800-510-8255, the usual call-in line. St. Patrick's Day is a solemn religious holiday in Ireland. There are about 30 parades there. There are many more parades here. And I was looking at the U.S. Census numbers for the past census last year, the 2010 census, and seeing how many of you are of Irish descent. I will tell you one thing. It's about 10 times the population of the entire country of Ireland, if that helps you any. 800-510-8255. So to the nearest million, how many Americans have some Irish blood in them, really? Never mind the fake stuff, which you'll all claim today. But what actual number is there? All right, for a swell prize, help yourself to 800-510-8255. The Irish singers and their songs and their poems. We all know that Van Morrison is Irish and Bono is Irish and Bing Crosby was Irish and Christa Berg was Irish. So we'll dig out some of that stuff during the day today. I was just looking at some of the poems. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover. That was originally a poem before it became a song. You know that, right? I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before. One leaf is sunshine. Well, I did ask you to tell us what the four leaves are. So if you know the poem that became the song, I'm looking over the four-leaf clover, then you'll know what the four-leaf clover actually stands for. Excuse me. I know some of the email that's coming from some of the people. You can follow what we're doing, by the way, as usual, at Twitter. You can go to DougStephan.com, see the Facebook connection there. As a matter of fact, there's this whole discussion and debate, and it really came to a heated pitch this week, about whether we had a staff meeting, and the question actually came up about our website. Do we do away? One of the technical people associated with the program asked if we ought to do away with the website. Actually asked, one of the technicians said, people are now using Facebook so much, the websites have become passé. What do you think of that? If you have a website, if you're in business, spend a lot of money developing a website. I've spent more money than I care to think about, frankly, developing the various. I think we've had four or five different websites over the years, different companies, different ways of presenting things. And I think that we've gone through all of that. Now it's all being reduced to Facebook, and Facebook is it's a good alternative, I guess. A lot of people are putting pictures. We were talking earlier about putting up some pictures of you. When you send us it, you can send an email to Doug@DougStephan.com with your Irish clothing on, whatever it may be. Okay, let's see if we can find out how many million Americans there are that are of Irish descent. Steve is in Florence, Wisconsin. Hi, Steve. Welcome to Good Day. Yeah, hello. Peter, have you got that button pushed in that studio? So they get that? All right. So yeah, we'll pause for a word or two from some of your favorite sponsors of the program.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
83% of kids believe they can make a difference at home and abroad. That's according to the recently released Kids Altruism Indicator conducted by Betty Crocker Fruit Flavored Snacks in partnership with Parenting Magazine. Parenting's Stephanie Wood has more.
While there's plenty of research about family philanthropy, it's often from the parents' perspective. So we conducted this research to capture a unique look at kids' views on helping others. It's clear from the results that kids of all ages feel they can give back in meaningful ways. Kids have big hearts and the best intentions. They often just need a champion to help put their ideas into action.
Now through May, Betty Crocker Fruit Flavored Snacks Win and Give campaign has an easy way for kids to help others. Look for specially marked packages to instantly win a laptop computer. And for every child in the U.S. that wins, a laptop will be given to a child in Africa. You can find out more, determine your family's giving style, and download coupons at winonegiveone.com.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It is Irish American Day, St. Patrick's Day. The poll, what's your favorite food to eat on St. Patty's Day? Corned beef and cabbage, shepherd's pie, Irish stew, box tea. I still haven't figured out what that is. Steve calls from Wisconsin. Hey, Steve, welcome to Good Day.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, sir, how about you?
Very good.
Are you of Irish descent?
I have a little bit, not a lot.
A little bit. How do you define a little bit?
I believe my dad was a quarter Irish, so...
Makes you an eighth Irish. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
So do you know what box tea is?
Box tea? No, I can't see it.
All right, I got to look that up. Meanwhile, the question is, how many Americans are of Irish descent? What's the right number, do you think?
I believe it's 70 million.
No, that's too high. That's a good number. The Irish would be very happy with that, but that's not the that's not quite that good, or not quite that high, at any rate. 800-510-8255. All right, Steve, thank you. Beware, we can get you on the air, but we're not having an easy time of it, so it's hard for me to run a call-in conversation with the inability of us. Now, maybe I should just kind of put this on hold, Peter, until we get ourselves into the other studio. I also would like to know what the four-leaf clover stands for. There are a lot of different interpretations of that. You might want to just kind of hash around that. The video of the day today at DougSteffen.com is of five-year-old Cassandra, who wants to show you the leprechaun trap that she made for St. Patrick's Day, and there's very cute audio that goes with the video. But if you got any Irish in you at all, you're going to think this is cool. Peter, see if you can play this.
Hi, my name is Cassandra. This is my leprechaun trap, and I would like to demonstrate how it would work. So, they like shamrocks, and they like pots of gold, and they don't listen, so I put no leprechauns allowed, and they like rainbows, sparkly things, and pots of gold, and so this lures him in. And then, pot of gold. He tries to take the pot of gold. And then when he tries to take it, the door slams shut. Because there's a string connected to the pot of gold. And that's how my leprechaun trap works. Thank you. Bye.
Very cute. That's how the leprechaun or con, this depends on where you come from, right? It's the leprechaun, C-H-A-U-N trap. Or very cute. That's Cassandra. You want to check that out. If the audio intrigues you, the video is even better at DougStefan.com. So today is the wearing of the green. And I was sort of thinking, you know how my mind works. I go back and forth from one thing to another. And I, the green people who are all about green energy and green environment, may I sort of broach the subject of Japan in a manner of speaking by thinking out loud about the nuclear situation. I am not going to refer to it as a crisis because I do not believe it is a crisis. I believe it is a problem. And so there are a lot of people who have been asking questions, people who are listening to talk radio programs, who find the experts. We've had a few of these experts on this week, and they want to know about the nuclear situation. There are questions about media coverage, health risks from radiation exposure, problems with the reactors and nuclear waste, workers at the plants around our country, comparisons to Chernobyl, the building of nuclear power plants in general. Ought we to be all of this stuff? I said yesterday, Harry Reid, for the first time, said something that I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I just don't like Harry Reid. But I found yesterday his asking people to sort of calm down and not get all hysterical about this, especially as it applies to our country. So the first question has come up on media hysteria. And I was wondering kind of out loud on the air yesterday, and it became part of the blog thread. If you're following us on Facebook or Twitter, a lot of people are talking about the media and the hysterical coverage they're giving to this issue. It's made worse, according to this listener, because people are having to figure out if they have relatives over there, what's happening with them. And they're worried enough about them just being involved in the earthquake. So are they dying of radiation poisoning? There's a vast swath of misinformation that's coming out of Japan. So here's the question comes from Austin about the media hype. And the answer that was given by Michael Wines, who is a reporter over there, is as follows. From the moment the earthquake and tsunami hit, the reporters over here mostly recognized this is going to be a multidimensional crisis. And they use the word crisis. We began deploying our reporters to cover all the aspects. There is a heartbreaking human story here because of all of the bodies that are now being found. We see parents looking for their children. We see families looking for other members of the family. And this is an area of Japan that has not often been visited by Americans. It's, people go to Tokyo, they go to Nagasaki and Hiroshima, but they don't go up in this area. Although it's quite a beautiful, if you've looked at it, it seems like quite a bit of a beautiful area. The focus on Japan and its relationship to America, the economic stagnation now, and what will happen with the world economic markets. We also, as reporters, quickly realized that the nuclear situation unfolding was unlike anything that we'd seen for a while. The failure, the fire, the radiation, the damage from the earthquake and the tsunami, visible. The nuclear impact, they suspect, will take days to unfold and may affect more people. But they don't really know that. They're just assuming it. One of the things that you're finding out from this about the Japanese society is the people over there don't trust their government any more than we do our government here. They don't trust what's coming out of the government. They don't think it's believable. They think the, and they have a political sort of reality there that's much like what we have here. So the challenge now is to understand the depth of this and to have some compassion And a lot of people who want to give, as I said, a good way for you to find out what the legitimate parties are involved in sending aid over there is to go to DougStephan.com, find out what USAID thinks she ought to be doing. Some pretty amazing stories, though, coming out of Japan, and we hold our head high for them and a good thought, hold a good thought for those folks. 51 after on Good Day.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
All right, 53 after the hour. The Doug Stephan Good Day program. This is the Better Living Department at Doug Stephan's Good Day. And our friend Alex Goldfain normally has his fingers on the pulse answering questions from you. By the way, you can always send your email questions that you would like me to address to Alex to Doug@DougStephan.com. Do you know why the Hollywood studios suddenly have issues with Netflix? Netflix now becoming sort of an operator on its own. Alex is going to explain. Alex is our technology tailor. We'll explain what's going on at Netflix. If you have an account at Netflix, you're probably already onto this. If you aren't, after you listen to Alex, you may want one.
Hi, it's Alex Goldfain, the technology tailor, and I want to tell you about a great easy way to back up important files in your computer. It's called My Media, and you can use it to back up and protect all your digital pictures, music, movies, and documents online. Set it up once and backup happens automatically. But this is more than backup. View your pictures, listen to your music, and enjoy your videos from any computer or iPhone anywhere. It's safe, secure, and encrypted, and it's only $5 per month. Go to mimedia.com. Mimedia.com.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
CNET reported recently on the success of Netflix and the problems that it's causing for the Hollywood movie studios. At first, studios weren't sure that Netflix could even get a critical mass of customers. Well, now the company has more than 20 million consumers, and its streaming movies can be seen on more than 200 devices, including the PlayStation 3, the Xbox, and countless internet-connected TVs and DVD players. Of course, the studios don't want one all-powerful internet streaming company. They want a diversity of outlets. They look at Apple's power over the music studios, because nearly everybody buys their music through iTunes. Also, the article states that movies offered on the Netflix streaming service lose their value rapidly to other outlets. Some broadcasters don't want a movie once it's offered on Netflix because it's no longer scarce. But the biggest, most interesting issue Netflix creates is plummeting DVD sales. More on that tomorrow. I'm Alex Goldfain.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. Two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
In a contest with well over $1 million in scholarships and awards on the line, 40 hotshot high school science students have descended on the nation's capital. T.K. Anderson has more on what was discovered at America's oldest and most prestigious high school science competition, the Intel Science Talent Search.
The top prize of a $100,000 scholarship is going to 17-year-old budding scientist Evan O'Dorning. He took top honors over 39 other high school seniors at this year's Intel Science Talent Search in Washington, D.C. The Danville, California native discovered a key formula for relating two different ways to approximate a square root. The math whiz breaks down what his project could mean for us in the future.
For instance, it could be used to improve the design of mechanical devices that use gears or their counterparts using quantum mechanics like light, or it could be used to crack codes and so on.
Intel CEO Paul Otellini says the competition encourages young people to explore how the world works and find solutions for global challenges.
We still have the capability in this country to cultivate the next generation of innovators, thinkers, and entrepreneurs.
Since taking over sponsorship, Intel increased the total awards from $207,000 to $1.25 million. For more on all the winners, log on to intel.com/education. That's Newsbreak from Intel.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program on St. Patrick's Day is actually an interesting story at DougSteffen.com. We always try to have four or five things that are in the news that do not necessarily follow what the regular thread is. There's an amazing story about artificial trees that have been developed. And the amazing thing here is that they give off real oxygen. You know that that's how the photosynthetic process works. The green. And a lot of people ask this question. I remember asking when I was in high school, when I first learned this, or maybe junior high, the photosynthetic process is what gives us the oxygen. So what happens in the wintertime? Well, we have an amazing thing on this planet. The seasons in the northern hemisphere are different than the southern hemisphere, so there's always oxygen being created. But here is a new tree, artificial tree, which gives giving off real oxygen. Amazing story. Get the coverage at DougSteffen.com.